Let's go back on the record.
Recording in progress.
Let's go back on the record in this Game Fish and Parks hearing, contested hearing on the Schuster matter, the land up in Marshall County. And at this point in time, it's a good time to put in these records. We have 1A through 1J that are marked and are entered into the record. We have a map. We also have flies in the room. We have a map entered by Mr. Rogers, and we're going to mark that as exhibit number 2. I have a map, a colorful map, and this was given to me by the department. I believe this is a department matter. Mr. Kirschman, we're going to enter that as exhibit number 3. And then we have the stocking report from Mr. Kirschman and the boat ramp numbers, and as well as the elevation. And with that, we're going to mark that exhibit number 4 and enter that into the record. I think that was all of the exhibits that we've looked at. Oh, wait a minute. We do have an exhibit from the petitioners in this matter. And it is a map. We're going to mark that exhibit number 5 and enter that into the record. Thank you. I'll grab this. And with that, we're down to rebuttal testimony from the petitioners. Mr. Schuster.
Not sure where to start here. First of all, someone asked, I think it was Commissioner Locken, about a section line, vacated section line. There is no section line there. That is the center of that mile, so there is no section line that goes to the Gabe and Fish 40 there. A lot of the opposition to this thinks that we're trying to close the entire lake. That is not what we're doing. We're trying to restrict access to a very small portion, very small. And someone made the comment about landowners trying to make money. I don't know how you make money on land that's underwater, but I have not figured it out yet. But here's some numbers for you, for people that care about numbers. The Game and Fish do pay taxes on that GPA. They paid $175.58 in 2024 in taxes. My 140 in 2024 was $373.66. And I have just as much land underwater as you do, and I'm paying over twice as much in taxes. You know who makes money off of fishing? Game Fish and Parks. Landowners get nothing, and I'm paying twice as much in taxes. So all of these people that want to come fish over my land and complain that I'm trying to close it, go ahead and start sending me money to pay taxes, because I get nothing off of all that land that's underwater. Between myself, my mom, my dad, and my brother, we've got over 400 acres under this lake that we pay taxes on. You know what we get from the Game and Fish? Nothing. What we get from the state for compensation? Nothing. These people are all coming up here and fishing over our private land, land that we paid thousands of dollars for, and we get nothing. And when I want to keep people off of my private land, a little bit of my private land, they want it open to them to use for free, and I get nothing. But the Game and Fish can sell licenses, thousands and thousands of licenses to fish on this land, and they make tons and tons of money off of other people fishing over my land. Does that make sense? The grade that's in question, that has been over there, that has been there for 60 plus years. 60 plus years we've been using that grade. We have improved it, as my mother alluded, very much, we had to put 3 different 4-foot culverts to keep up with the water that's flowing in there. But yes, we did all the work. And the state gave us nothing for. So my parents, on their 40 in taxes, they paid $130.36. Myself, 40, $353.80. So this 80 that I want to close, I paid over $700 in taxes. And I did the land work to plant this food plot for the Game and Fish, which they've given me nothing for. And they only pay $175.58 for that 40 that, according to all the opposition, should be open to everyone, even though I'm doing all the work and getting nothing for it. And I want to keep people off of my land, and they're opposed to it. In my mind, that's ridiculous.
Very good. Thank you. Arla, did you have anything you wanted to add?
Well, I just wanted to point out on this map, you can see the small section that we want to close, but you can also see down here, Donald and Arla Schuster, this much is all underwater. We need to ask you to close that. They can still fish in here. They can still fish in the rest of the lake. This little corner is all we're asking for.
Very good, thank you. And now let's take questions from the commission. And if you have questions, or if you need someone else to come up and testify, if you have questions for the department staff at all, you can do that.
I do have a couple questions.
Chairman Ristler.
If I may, thank you, Mrs. Williamson. A couple of questions for the department, and whomever feels is the individual to answer is fine. If I could just have somebody explain what the expectations are, should the commission decide in favor of closing this, what would be the expectations of the Schusters in terms of signage that has to come up, responsibilities on their end?
Mr. Kirschman?
Commissioner Risler, Tom Kirschman, Director of the Wildlife Division. So should the decision be granted to close those waters as identified in administrative rule, it would be the responsibility of those landowners to do the markings. We would provide signs that would go at the shoreline level, but then there is the administrative rules that talks about the buoys that are required to be placed in the water at the appropriate distances. I believe it's 660 feet apart is what the buoys are. Certain specifications, and we can help those landowners determine where you can acquire those buoys because there are requirements of size and what's on them. But it is the responsibility then of the landowners to place the buoys and maintain the locations of the buoys and the markings within the water itself and the signs at the land portion of the shore where it would come up to the closure.
Very good. Can I have a couple of additional questions? Director Kirschman, and I don't know if you're the right individual, during some of the public comments, there were a couple of individuals brought up this would landlock access to the Lost Lake GPA. I just wanted somebody to clarify, is that an accurate statement? Will they be landlocked? Will this be landlocked?
So, Commissioner Risler, so through your discussions, and I think the questions that have been posed about, I think Commissioner Lockman asked, is there a section line going to that GPA? And Mr. Schuster just responded to that. So there is no other trail or road, if I may, going directly to the GPA. Right now, people that are using it are most likely the most direct route is coming through the Cattail Kettle Lake Complex, to the water that goes right up to the GPA and then on to the GPA. So if it were to be closed, that is where the comment is coming from, that the access to that GPA would no longer exist.
That helps me, very good. And then if I may, I have one last. And Director Kirschman, again, not sure if you're the right individual. Early on, there were some comments about some trespassing, and I'm not going to go into any issues regarding anybody that's being accused of anything. But what I would like the department, what is the policy when a conservation officer engages with somebody that has been accused of trespassing? What is the policy in terms of documentation that is put into play for situations like that?
I could give you my best description of it that I'm aware of, but if I may, I might actually have Officer Tim McCurdy, who is a supervisor of officers, answer that question, if I may, Ms. Williamson.
Yes, that would be fine. Thank you.
Tim, are you still on the call? Officer McCurdy?
Officer McCurdy.
Jack, is that you?
Yes, sir.
Can you answer the question Commissioner Risler asked about documentation of when a conversation occurs about trespass or any other type of incident?
Correct. Thank you.
Yes. So when we contacted through the TIPS hotline, there will be a report that gets sent to state radio, who will then dispatch an officer to that. So we have an email chain. If it is brought up through that state radio, the TIPS hotline, if it's put in through the wild info chain, then we'll also get an email just through a different avenue with the individual's name, number, contact information, usually a brief description that goes with it for both of those. And then as for the follow-up portion of it, typically we meet with the landowner, or the one calling in the trespass, talk with them, see what's going on, and then get a written statement, if wanted, of the what's occurring.
Very good. That helps. That helps me. I have my answer. Thank you.
Anything further from the commission? I don't see or hear anything further from the commission. So at this point in time, I'll close the record unless there's anything further to come before us. And I would entertain a motion from a commissioner to go into executive session to conduct deliberation.
So moved. Second.
A motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We are in executive session. And if we'd clear the room, the commissioners can deliberate. And we are back on the record in the matter of Chris Schuster and Arla Schuster and their petition to close portions of Cattail Kettle Lake in Marshall County to recreational use. And the board has finished their deliberations at this time. Is there a motion from the board?
Madam, with due all due respect, I move to deny the petition.
Is there a second? And we have a second. Are there comments on the motion? Commissioner White.
Commissioner White here. I think that as I looked at this, there were some elements that we were to consider if we were going to look at the petition positively or negatively. This is basically what it come down to. It's privacy. I didn't feel that this was a privacy deal. Safety wasn't a safety deal. Substantially affected financial interests. I didn't think that was a main part. So I guess that with those elements, it was a basis of our vote. On the other hand, we do feel that there is some things that we as Game, Fish, and Parks need to visit with you as far as what we can do to look at the elements that you've brought forth today. And I guess that's the basis of how we're moving forward with this.
Commissioner Loken.
Commissioner Loken here. If I could make a statement, one of the proudest times I've been on the commission is when Lieutenant Governor at the time, Larry Roden, now he's our governor, of course, came in and said that we've made the commission and the department have made done a great job of improving the landowner relations. And I'm a landowner. I've got 400 acres underwater, probably a little bit more than that underwater too. I know what you're going through. I feel the pain. And I think we need to just keep working on this, and we're not, you know, we're going to challenge the department that, hey, let's resolve this situation. Thank you.
Any further comments? Seeing or hearing none, the motion on the floor is to deny the petition. I'll take a roll call vote at this time. Commissioner White.
Affirmative.
Commissioner Bartling.
Aye.
Commissioner Call.
Aye.
Commissioner Loken.
Aye.
Commissioner Beese.
Aye.
Chairman Risler.
Aye.
6-0. The petition is denied. The resolution will be put into place. It's kind of a little long resolution, but it is further resolved that the request and the petition will be denied. That they'd been furnished, that the commission was furnished with and reviewed copies of the petitions. They reviewed and considered testimony. That they weighed all the evidence in this matter as it relates to the criteria set out in law, and that the petitioners have not demonstrated by a preponderance of evidence that there was sufficient privacy, safety, or financial interests that necessitate the partial closure of the lake, and therefore the petitions are denied. Findings and conclusions will be prepared by the department and put into the record. And as always, after the findings and conclusions are prepared, they will be sent to the petitioners. The petitioners may appeal this decision to the Circuit Court or the Supreme Court. And I appreciate everyone's being here today. Thank you so much. And with that, we'll be off the record. Chairman Risler, I'm going to hand the gavel over to you and let you conduct your hearing.
Very good. Thank you, Ms. Williamson. With that, our October Game, Fish, and Parks Commission meeting is scheduled to begin in just a few minutes. We are going to be at ease to collect ourselves and figure out our next steps, but we will be beginning our October meeting momentarily. So for now, we will be off until we gavel in shortly after 1 p.m. Mountain Time.